三，长宁区2015年第一学期高三英语模拟练习。
1. Listening Comprehension. Section A. Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation,and the question about it, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard.
1. It's nice of you to come here to pick me up, Mr. White.
Don't mention it. How was the flight?
Question. Where does the conversation most probably take place?
Two. How is everything going lately?
Fine, except for my sore throat.
Question. What does the woman imply?
3. Is this where the bus to the zoo stops?
No, it's on the other side of the street.
Question. What will the woman probably do next?
4.Let's go to the movies after class.
Well, I'll go if you really want to, but I'm a little bit tired.
Question. What does the woman mean?
5. In which room is Professor Brown speaking tonight?
Professor Brown is speaking tonight?
Question. What does the man mean?
6.Mary, you've been standing in front of that ice cream counter forever.
Sorry, I just wish they didn't give me so many choices.
Question. What can we learn from the conversation?
7. Could you bring my calculator back? I need it for my physics homework.
Sorry, I dropped it. And now the on button doesn't light up.
Question. What is the man's problem?
8. Have you heard about Tim? He had to be rushed to the emergency room this afternoon.
Really? I hope it's not too serious.
Question. How does the woman feel? 9. It has been pouring for days now.
Tomorrow is my day at the lake. I'll just have to forget about it if it doesn't clear up.
Question. What can be inferred from the conversation?
10. Now that you're in the business, what's your advice for someone to become a designer?
Go to school. I mean it. Find a good school and learn as much as you can.
Question. What does the man mean? 2. Directions. In Section B, you will hear 2 short passages, and you'll be asked 3 questions on each of the passages.The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the 4 possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard.
Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage.
It is said that afternoon tea started in England in the 1840s with Anna, the 7th Duchess of Bedford.At that time, people only ate 2 meals a day. In the late afternoon, the Duchess would get hungry. So around 4 o'clock, she scheduled tea and cakes to be brought to her room. This custom soon became popular among the wealthy. Warm scones served with cream and jam, small sandwiches, delicious cakes, tea served in a fine china cup. It is 4 p.m. and the time for afternoon tea.What a sweet day to enjoy the company of others. Served on low tables, afternoon tea is often called low tea. There is more than one kind of afternoon tea. A regular afternoon tea consists of tea with sandwiches, scones, and cakes. A cream tea is tea with scones served with cream and jam. A full tea included tea, scones, cakes, sandwiches, and at times, soup. afternoon tea used to be a social event for ladies, but both men and women now enjoy it. You can enjoy afternoon tea in many places in England. Hotels in large cities offer the experience as well. For afternoon tea, men can wear nice pants and a collared shirt. For ladies, this is the perfect opportunity to dress up. Enjoy your tea.
Now listen again, please.
It is said that afternoon tea started in England in the 1840s with Anna, the 7th Duchess of Bedford. At that time, people only ate 2 meals a day. In the late afternoon, the Duchess would get hungry. So around 4 o'clock, she scheduled tea and cakes to be brought to her room. This custom soon became popular among the wealthy. Warm scones served with cream and jam, small sandwiches, delicious cakes, tea served in a fine china cup. It is 4 p.m. and the time for afternoon tea. What a sweet day to enjoy the company of others. Served on low tables, afternoon tea is often called low tea. There is more than one kind of afternoon tea. A regular afternoon tea consists of tea with sandwiches, scones, and cakes. A cream tea is tea with scones served with cream and jam. A full tea included tea, scones, cakes, sandwiches, and at times, soup. Afternoon tea used to be a social event for ladies, but both men and women now enjoy it. You can enjoy afternoon tea in many places in England. Hotels in large cities offer the experience as well. For afternoon tea, men can wear nice pants and a collared shirt. For ladies, this is the perfect opportunity to dress up. Enjoy your tea.
Questions. 11. How did afternoon tea start in England in the 1840s?
In what kind of afternoon tea is jam served according to the passage?
13. What is the passage mainly about?
14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
Deep in the Sahara Desert, near the Egypt-Libya border, lies a large stretch of sand littered with unique yellow-brown glass. This mysterious desert glass was discovered in 1932, but continues to command scientific studies. Though it has been shown on modern science's radar a relatively short time, desert glass was used as ancient tools and was featured in Egyptian royal jewellery. But the glass's purposes are very different to people today. Scientists believe the glass may be the result of a comet explosion in Earth's atmosphere. If this is true, it may allow a greater understanding of the universe than anyone has ever reached before. The more recent discovery of a black stone at the site has caused even more excitement in the scientific community. Tiny diamonds inside the stone, which form under very high pressure, suggest that the stone is a piece of comet never found on Earth's surface before. Scientists are understandably keen to study this milestone sample, as it may give clues to the formation of the solar system. Though the mystery of the desert glass continues, scientists are growing closer to learning its secrets.
Now listen again, please.
Deep in the Sahara Desert, near the Egypt-Libya border, lies a large stretch of sand littered with unique yellow-brown glass. This mysterious desert glass was discovered in 1932, but continues to command scientific studies. Though it has been shown on modern science's radar a relatively short time, desert glass was used as ancient tools and was featured in Egyptian royal jewellery. But the glass's purposes are very different to people today. Scientists believe the glass may be the result of a comet explosion in Earth's atmosphere. If this is true, it may allow a greater understanding of the universe than anyone has ever reached before. The more recent discovery of a black stone at the site has caused even more excitement in the scientific community. tiny diamonds inside the stone, which form under very high pressure, suggest that the stone is a piece of comet never found on Earth's surface before. Scientists are understandably keen to study this milestone sample, as it may give clues to the formation of the solar system. Though the mystery of the desert glass continues, scientists are growing closer to learning its secrets.
Questions 14. Which of the following is not the use of the Sahara Desert glass?
What has caused more excitement among the scientists, according to the passage?
16. Where does the passage most probably come from? 17. Directions. In Section C, you will hear two longer conversations. The conversations will be read twice. After you hear each conversation, you are required to fill in the numbered blanks with the information you have heard. Write your answers on your answer sheet.
Blanks 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write one word for each answer.
Good morning, British Airway. May I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to book a seat to London.
Okay. Your name, please. And when are you planning to fly?
I am Bill Smith. I want to fly to London next Tuesday, December 29th.
Okay. One way or round trip, then?
Round trip, please. I will come back on December 31st.
Fine. That'll be BA168, leaving 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's £250 altogether.
£250? It was £215 last month. Seems the price goes up every time I travel.
I'm sorry. The price went up yesterday. And will there be any items to check in?
Yes, I will have 2 pieces of luggage to check in.
Okay, Mr. Smith. This is your ticket. Thank you for flying with us. Have a safe trip. Bye-bye.
Thank you. See you later.
Now listen again, please. Good morning, British Airway. May I help you?
Yes, please. I'd like to book a seat to London.
Okay. Your name, please. And when are you planning to fly?
I am Bill Smith. I want to fly to London next Tuesday, December 29th.
Okay. One way or round trip, then?
Round trip, please. I will come back on December 31st.
Fine. That'll be BA168, leaving 2 o'clock in the afternoon. It's £250 altogether.
£250? It was £215 last month. Seems the price goes up every time I travel.
I'm sorry. The price went up yesterday. And will there be any items to check in?
Yes, I will have 2 pieces of luggage to check in.
Okay, Mr. Smith. This is your ticket. Thank you for flying with us. Have a safe trip. Bye-bye.
Thank you. See you later.
Blanks 21 through 24 are based on the following conversation. Complete the form. Write no more than 3 words for each answer.
How do you usually spend your weekend?
Mostly at home.
You don't often go out on holiday, do you?
Not quite often. Actually, I often work in my garden, planting trees and growing vegetables and fruit.
But don't you think it's hard work for you?
You may say so. It all depends on how you regard it. I take pleasure in doing garden work, and so I don't think it hard work.
If I were you, I'd never do that.
Then how do you spend your spare time?
I often go to a bar to relax myself.
But that'd be the last thing in the world for me to do.
You remind me of an English proverb. One man's meat can be another man's poison.
Exactly.
Now listen again, please. How do you usually spend your weekend?
Mostly at home.
You don't often go out on holiday, do you?
Not quite often. Actually, I often work in my garden, planting trees and growing vegetables and fruit.
But don't you think it's hard work for you?
You may say so. It all depends on how you regard it. I take pleasure in doing garden work, and so I don't think it hard work.
If I were you, I'd never do that.
Then how do you spend your spare time?
I often go to a bar to relax myself.
but that be the last thing in the world for me to do.
You remind me of an English proverb. One man's meat can be another man's poison.
Exactly.
That's the end of the listening comprehension.